to your bosom, bringing us into your presence, bringing us into your courts, bringing us into your heart, for opening your heart to us, for pouring your spirit upon us, for breathing upon us, for the breath of life, for your blood, and for your word that you gave. And Lord, we confess that it is the best experience of our lives. No one says one day in your presence is better than a thousand.
It's better as thousand under us.
And Lord, we pray you, O Lord, draw us. With every breath that we take, O God. And change our hearts. Forever, O God. That we may see. That we may behold your face. So we ask, O God, that you might anoint our hearts and anoint your word. We ask that you might give seed to the sower.
Du gibst den Samen dem Sämann,
and give bread to the eater.
Und das Brot dem Essenden gibt.
Give us wine.
Gib du uns Wein.
Even sweet wine, O God, refined wine. And anoint our hearts, O God.
Und salbe unser Herzen.
To see.
Um zu sehen.
That which you are showing your people at this time.
Das, was du für heute für dein Volk.
Even the vision that is going to change our lives.
Eine Vision, die unser Leben verändern wird.
Blessed be your name, Lord.
Dein Name sei gepriesen.
In Jesus' name, amen. 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 Hallelujah. Amen. Thank God again for being here.
Möchte Gott danken, dass ich hier sein kann.
This is the second time I was here.
Es ist das zweite Mal, dass ich hier bin.
Yeah, 2011, that's 2 years ago.
Vor 2 Jahren war ich hier.
Just want to share a couple of thoughts.
Und ich möchte nur einige Gedanken mit euch teilen.
I have been warned not to speak so fast.
Ich habe ihn gebeten, dass er meine Gedanken umgehen würde.
And not to speak so softly also. So you have to pray for me. Not to go too fast and not to speak so softly. Amen.
Amen.
I just want to show, probably just show some pictures. Because I figure that the problem and the challenge you have is that of vision.
Weil ich glaube, dass das Problem, das ihr habt, ist das Problem der Visualisierung.
Because where there is no vision,
wenn es keine Vision gibt,
the people do not know where to go.
Wenn das Volk also nicht weiß, wohin es geht.
And I believe that the basic problem
that
we as a people have is that of vision and direction. And I'm very much concerned with vision.
Und deshalb kümmere ich mich sehr um diese Vision.
So you have to pardon me if I speak a lot about vision.
Und deshalb müsst ihr jetzt entschuldigen, wenn ich sehr über Visionen rede.
You know, I was listening to Brother Rude this afternoon, is it? Rudy this afternoon.
Rüdiger zugehört.
And he was talking about the beast.
Und sprach über die Tier der Offenbarung.
And yesterday night, Brother Mark was talking about, speaking from Exodus about Passover and so on.
Und gestern sprach Mark aus dem 2. Kapitel Mose über das Passafest.
About God judging the gods of Egypt.
Götter Ägyptens bestraft.
And I was very uncomfortable last night.
Und gestern Abend habe ich mich sehr unwohl gefühlt.
And I was saying this, that he was preaching my message.
Weil er spricht das, was ich doch sagen wollte.
So I was praying that he wouldn't go to certain areas.
Und ich habe bestimmte Punkte für mich gesehen.
Because then I will have a little to say.
Sonst hätte ich nichts mehr zu sagen.
So it's just to confirm that God has been speaking to us. Amen.
Das ist einfach nur, um euch mitzuteilen, Gott
And then Brabot came in the morning, and I was also speaking on certain aspects. But let me share with you, I was at the airport coming in, I think it was in London.
Ich war in London am Flughafen, als ich hierher flog.
And I was really shocked when I got to Prague.
Und bin nach Prag weiterfliegen.
And I see a picture.
Und dann sah ich ein Bild.
And I call it the Muslim Europe.
Und ich möchte das muslimisches Europa nennen.
Muslim Europe.
Muslimisches Europa.
Have you thought about it? Okay. Okay, Muslim Europa.
Muslimisches Europa.
In 10 years.
In 10 Jahren.
That's very far.
Und das ist nicht sehr weit weg.
It will be a reality.
Wird es Realität sein?
Are we aware of that?
Sind wir uns dessen bewusst?
Might not be.
Might not be.
Aber oh, well. Nicht.
Something has to happen. Drastic has to happen.
Aber davor muss, wenn es nicht passiert, dann muss etwas Drastisches vorher passieren.
Because the population dynamics says it's going to happen.
Die Populationsentwicklung, die Bevölkerungsentwicklung.
So yes, God can do something to stop it.
Kann natürlich etwas dagegen tun.
This is an inevitable road.
Aber es scheint so, als ob es unwiderruflich.
But like the brother says, I believe if we pray, then maybe God can arrest it.
Aber ich glaube natürlich, dass Gott, wenn wir beten, eingreift.
So this is a carefully planned project by people who have vision.
Das ist ein Projekt geplant von Menschen, die eine weite Vision haben.
And it's supposed to happen without firing one shot.
Und das soll passieren, ohne dass ein einziger Schuss fällt.
Not one shot fired.
Nicht ein einziger Schuss soll dazu fallen.
And this is going to be a reality.
Und es wird auch Realität werden.
In Germany here.
Hier in Deutschland.
They say in 5 years.
Kann es in 5 Jahren bereits soweit sein?
So check your records. It's in 5 years. Germany is likely to have greater population of Muslims.
Hier in Deutschland gibt es eine recht große Anzahl von muslimischer Bevölkerung.
Check your records.
Schaut bei den Unterlagen nach.
They have more children than you're having.
Sie haben viel mehr Kinder als ihr Kinder haben.
They're in the jobs. They have PhDs. They have MSCs. They have good jobs. They're intelligent. They're everywhere. So, so we have a big problem in our hands.
Da haben wir vor unseren Augen ein großes Problem.
You know, so it's something that we need to go back to the drawing board.
Da müssen wir da zurückgehen, wo es herkommt.
And we need to ask ourselves some basic questions.
Und deshalb müssen wir uns selbst einige wichtige Fragen stellen.
Amen. And I am one of those. I've been asking questions.
Und ich bin einer, der Fragen stellt.
Because when you ask God questions, then He answers. He begins to, you know, open things up to you.
Wenn du Gott Fragen stellst und er sie dir beantwortet, dann macht Gott die Dinge offenbar.
Amen. Let me read a scripture from Revelation 7.
Ich möchte aus Offenbarung 7 lesen.
I believe there is a solution.
Ich glaube, hier steckt die Lösung.
Revelation 7. So maybe you can read the first 3 verses.
Die Verse 1 bis 3. Nach diesem sah ich 4 Engel auf den 4 Ecken der Erde stehen. Sie hielten die 4 Winde der Erde fest, damit kein Wind weder auf der Erde noch auf dem Meer noch über irgendeinen Baum. Und ich sah einen anderen Engel von Sonnenaufgang heraufsteigen, der das Siegel des lebendigen Gottes hatte. Und er rief mit lauter Stimme den 4 Engeln zu, denen gegeben worden war, der Erde und dem Meer Schaden zuzufügen, und sagte: Schadet nichts der Erde, noch dem Meer, noch den Bäumen, bis wir die Knechte unseres Gottes in ihren Stirn versiegelt haben.
Amen. Now, Brother George was touching something when he was speaking this afternoon.
Heute Nachmittag sagte George etwas in dieser Richtung.
You cannot fight a spirit with his methods.
Man kann einen Feind mit seinen eigenen Methoden besiegen.
So you cannot fight the war on the level in which the devil is fighting.
Man kann den Feind nicht auf der gleichen Ebene besiegen, wie er selber kann.
So, for instance, this is a major threat.
Das ist hier ein Trend, den wir sehen.
So if you wanted to fight this,
wenn wir das also bekämpfen möchten,
maybe you want to go into legislation.
Vielleicht wollt ihr euch in der Legislative,
you want to get into advocacy,
oder vielleicht wollt ihr Rechtsanwälte werden.
You probably start a movement.
Vielleicht startet ihr eine Bewegung.
You start an NGO.
Eine NGO startet ihr vielleicht.
Maybe you start encouraging couples to have children.
Vielleicht ermutigt ihr Paare, mehr Kinder zu bekommen.
As a matter of fact, that's what the devil wants you to do.
Aber genau das ist das, was der Feind möchte, dass ihr tut.
You hate the Muslims.
Ihr gesteht den Moslems gegenüber.
When you see them, you hate them. That's exactly what the devil wants you to do, to react, how he wants you to react.
Aber das ist das, wie er möchte, dass ihr reagiert.
And that will not get the job done.
Aber das führt zu keinem Ziel.
Amen. So we must fight the devil on our own terms.
Wir müssen den Feind mit auf unsere Weise besiegen.
You know, we fight him where our strength is.
Wir besiegen ihn mit dem, wo wir unsere Stärke haben.
How about the children?
Zum Beispiel Kinder.
The majority of the children are taking over.
Die Mehrzahl der Kinder wird übernommen.
By the spirit of whoredom.
Durch Langeweile.
This is called Internet.
Zum Beispiel durch das Internet.
Facebook.
Facebook
and so on, the social media.
Social media.
All right. So the children are gone.
Also sind die Kinder weg vom Fenster.
So how do you deal with this?
Was tut man also dagegen?
You put adult code.
Man kann zum Beispiel einen Code eingeben.
You put adult filters.
Ein Filter eingeben.
You filter what they watch, what they do.
Ein Filter im Internet, das wirklich nur das angeschaut wird, was angeschaut werden darf.
That already failed before you started.
Aber der hat schon, der ist schon durchgesetzt, bevor man ihn überhaupt installiert hat.
So it will never work.
Es wird also auch nicht funktionieren.
But that's what the devil wants us to do.
Aber das ist das, was der Feind möchte, dass wir tun.
But there is a better way to fight.
Aber es gibt eine bessere Art und Weise zu kämpfen.
Amen. So if we are going to fight the devil,
wenn wir den Feind besiegen wollen,
then we must find out the solutions God has brought.
Dann müssen wir die Lösung herausfinden, die Gott hat.
So some of the things that I've been thinking about are, you know, the practical ways in which we can beat the devil.
Und einige der praktischen Aspekte, wie wir den Feind besiegen können, habe ich versucht herauszufinden.
And I was very much encouraged when I was looking at this scripture a few weeks ago. This scripture is speaking about sealing.
In dieser Bibelstelle spricht es über eine Versiegelung.
It's speaking about sealing on the forehead.
Eine Versiegelung auf der Stirn.
Now, what does the Bible say is the forehead?
Was heißt, was steht Stirn?
The forehead speaks of the mind.
Stirn steht für Gedanken.
You know, so he's using prophetic language, biblical language.
Hier wird also eine prophetische, biblische Art der Sprache verwendet.
It's symbolic language.
Eine symbolische Sprache.
To speak about what God wants to do.
Um darüber zu sprechen, was Gott tun möchte.
And there's a secret in that.
Und da liegt ein Geheimnis verborgen.
Because that which God wants to do,
denn das, was Gott tun möchte,
the devil has already gone ahead to do.
Hat der Feind schon vorher versucht.
I don't know if you got that.
Versteht ihr das?
That which God wants to do,
das, was Gott tun möchte,
the devil has already gone ahead to do.
Ist der Feind schon vorgelaufen,
um es zu tun. Amen. So what the devil has done,
was der Teufel also getan hat,
is that the devil has messed around with the mind.
Ist, dass er die Gedanken verwirrt hat.
And historically, it started in Germany.
Und historisch gesehen hat es hier in Deutschland angefangen.
The revolution regarding the mind.
Die Revolution der Gedanken.
All the major philosophers.
All die großen Philosophen.
That began to talk about independence of the mind.
Die alle über die Unabhängigkeit des Geistes sprachen.
They all had something to do with Europe and Germany.
Waren alle verbunden mit Europa oder Deutschland.
The people who began to tell you that there is no God.
Die Menschen, die angefangen haben, darüber zu reden, es gibt keinen Gott.
And who began to propound those theories.
die diese Theorien aufgestellt haben.
Karl Marx.
Karl Marx zum Beispiel.
Freud, Sigmund Freud.
Sigmund Freud.
What was the other one? Engels.
Nietzsche.
Engels. All right. All the major philosophers came from there. So what do you think is happening? This morning we were talking about the Black Knight. Now you wonder how come it's so difficult to break through. Yeah, it's difficult to break through because the devil has already built his kingdom.
Es ist so schwierig, weil der Feind schon angefangen hat, sein Königreich aufzubauen.
You know, if you look at Numbers 33,
wenn man im 4. Buch Mose Kapitel 33 schaut,
you know, I think from verse 32 down towards the end.
32 bis zum Ende.
There were specific things that God spoke about.
Da gibt's einige spezielle Dinge, über die Gott gesprochen hat.
God says, when you go into the promised land,
wenn du in das verheißte Land hineingehst,
there are specific things you must do.
Dann gibt es bestimmte Dinge, die ich dir auftrage, dass du sie tun sollst.
He says you must drive out the inhabitants of a land.
Du musst alle bisherigen Bewohner austreiben.
By the way, the land speaks of the mind. I'm taking that for granted. That you will agree with that. Because we don't have much time. If I'm going to prove that, it's going to take me one more hour to just to establish that. So I'm just taking it that you will see that when the Bible speaks about the promised land.
Also wenn die Bibel über das verheißte Land spricht,
the promised land is the soul.
Dieses verheißte Land, was bald kommt.
Because when they got to the promised land, it was already occupied.
Denn dieses verheißte Land war bereits besetzt.
And there were two princes they had to overcome to come into the promised land.
Zwei Prinzen mussten überwunden werden, bevor sie überhaupt eintreten konnten, das verheißte Land.
And Sihon. Og and Sihon. Sion. S-I-H-O-N. Sion. Well, so how do you pronounce that? Sion.
Zion.
Zion, okay. And then Og. Alright. So now, those are two major giants they had to overcome to come into the promised land. Og represents desire.
Og steht für die Wünsche.
Because Og means circle.
Denn Og bedeutet Kreis.
And then Sion speaks of the emotion.
Und Sion spricht über die Emotionen.
Because this means temper.
Denn Sion heißt über das
Temper.
Temper, ja.
And they had to deal with the Amorites. Which speaks of the mind.
Und die Amoriter,
because
die
these ones were mountain dwellers.
Und sie wohnen im Gebirge.
They dwelt in the high places.
Sie wohnen also in den hohen Orten.
So the whole thing about the promised land is speaking about the soul.
Und das ist das, worum es geht, wenn es heißt,
and the children of Israel had to cross that river Jordan.
Die Kinder Israels mussten durch den Jordan hindurch.
They had to go through Jordan in order to come into that promised land.
Sie mussten durch den Jordan hindurch, um überhaupt zu verheißen
haben. And we know Jordan's speaks of death.
Und der Jordan steht für den Tod.
Okay, so you can say death yourself. You know, so it's a whole picture that was being painted. You know, God was painting to us.
Gott hat es für uns gezeichnet.
And and God said, when you come into the promised land,
dann sagte Gott, wenn ihr in das verheißte Land kommt,
you drive out the inhabitants.
Dann schmeißt es die alten Leute raus.
The circle. Yes. Circle just means something round. It speaks of the bottomless pit. It's a never ending. It's endless. The circle is endless. It goes round and round. It doesn't end.
Okay.
So this piece of the bottomless pit.
Mountain dwellers.
bottomless pit. Or a never ending. So the desires can never be, you know, yes, it keeps going on and on. Never satisfied. It's the eyes that can never be satisfied. Full of adultery that can never be satisfied.
Yeah.
You know. So it's speaking of about a spiritual experience. And as we go on, you will see the reality of what God is saying to us. And so God said to them, you must destroy their altars. You must destroy their images. You must destroy their pictures. You must break down the high places, all those things. Now, those things were platforms for worship. And the reality is that the mind is filled with images, altars, pictures, and so the mind is the place of worship. Like Brother Bot was saying in the morning, there are things the devil knows about us that we do not know about ourselves. And you better believe this. There are things the devil knows about you that you do not know about yourself. And one of the things the devil knows about you and about me is that the mind is the eternal altar of God. When you think of eternal, there is an eternal priesthood. You want to say a spiritual priesthood.
Ein geistliches Priestertum.
And that priesthood is the priesthood of the soul.
Und dieser Priester ist die Seele.
Your soul is a priest.
Deine Seele ist ein Priester.
Now, this is what the devil knows about you, that he believes you will never find out about yourself.
Das ist das, was der Teufel über dich weiß, was möchte, dass du es niemals erfährst.
And every program the devil has planned,
jedes Programm, was der Teufel plant,
he has planned it on that basis, on that program,
hat auf dieser Basis aufgehängt,
that you will never find out.
Dass du das niemals erfährst.
Amen. So the devil reckons that you will always relate to him at the natural level.
Deshalb möchte der Feind am liebsten, dass du immer auf natürliche Weise ihn versuchst zu bilden.
So he's so sure that you will ever remain bound to the carnal realm, to the earthly realm. So I'm going to draw a picture of the mountain, of a mountain. This is about it. Amen. So let's read about this mountain. In Isaiah chapter 2. Yes.
Isaiah chapter 2.
You can read verse 1 to. Verse 1 to 5, is that right?
Das Wort des Jesaja, der Sohn des Amos, über Juda und Jerusalem geschaut. Und es wird geschehen am Ende der Tage, da wird der Berg des Hauses des Herrn feststehen als Haupt der Berge und der Hafenwall über die Hügel. Und alle Nationen werden zu ihm strömen. Und viele Völker werden hingehen und sagen, kommt, lasst uns hinaufziehen zum Berg des Herrn, zum Haus des Gottes Jakobs. Dass er uns aufgrund seiner Wege belehre und wir auf seinen Pfaden gehen. Denn von Zion wird Weisung ausgehen, das Wort des Herrn von Jerusalem. Und er wird richten zwischen den Nationen und für viele Völker recht sprechen. Dann werden sie ihre Schwerter zu Pflugscharen umschmieden und ihre Speere zu Wintermessern. Nicht mehr wird Nation gegen Nation das Schwert erheben und sie werden den Krieg nicht mehr lernen. Haus Jakob, komm, lass uns im Licht des Herrn leben.
Okay, let's go to this is one side of the story. Let's see the other side of the mountain. We see another mountain. Isaiah 14.
Isaiah 14.
Isaiah 14. Read from verse 11 to 14.
In den Sheol hinabgestürzt ist deine Pracht und der Klang deiner Harfen. Maden sind unter dir zum Lager ausgebreitet und Würmer sind deine Decke. Wie bist du vom Himmel gefallen, du Glanzstern, Sohn der Morgenröte, tief bis zu Boden geschmettert, Überwältiger der Nationen. Und du sagtest in deinem Herzen, zum Himmel will ich hinaufsteigen, hoch über den Sternen Gottes meinen Thron aufrichten und mich niedersetzen auf den Versammlungsberg im äußersten Norden. Ich will hinaufsteigen auf Wolkenhöhe, die Höchsten mich gleich machen.
Yes, for the, okay, you read that. Okay. So, there are two sides to this mountain.
Es gibt zwei Seiten dieses Berges.
There are two interests to this mountain.
Zwei haben an diesem Berg Interesse.
So, the devil says, I will ascend.
Der Teufel sagt, ich werde da hinaufsteigen.
Into heaven.
In den Himmel.
Which heaven is he speaking of?
Welcher Himmel ist hier gemeint?
So there are three heavens.
Es gibt drei Himmel.
He could not be talking about the third heaven. He could not be speaking of the third heaven.
The third.
Okay, sorry.
Konnte nicht über den dritten Himmel sprechen.
The Bible says the heaven of heavens.
In der Bibel steht, den Himmel der Himmel.
Belong to God.
Denn der gehört dem Herrn.
So the devil does not have access.
Dort kann der Feind nicht hin.
To that realm of light.
Yeah.
Yeah. Amen.
Kann er nicht.
Okay, and then we know about the first heaven.
Dann wissen wir den festgelegten Himmel.
If you go out now, you will see the first heaven.
Da sehen wir draußen das Firmament.
With the stars, okay, firmament and all that, yes.
Mit den Sternen.
So he couldn't have been speaking of that one.
Über den kann er auch nichts gesprochen haben.
He was speaking of the second heaven.
Sondern er sprach über diesen zweiten Himmel.
And that is the heaven within us.
Und das ist der Himmel in uns.
Amen. And he says, I will ascend up to heaven.
Und da heißt es, ich werde aufsteigen in den Himmel.
I will go above the clouds.
Ich werde über die Wolken gehen.
Above the stars of God.
Über die Sterne.
And I'm going to set up my kingdom there.
Und dort werde ich mein Königreich einsetzen.
So he's speaking about this place.
Über diesen Platz, dort oben spricht er.
The very top.
Die Spitzen, die Bergspitzen.
So the devil is interested there.
An dieser Bergspitze hat der Feind Interesse.
And if you look at Matthew chapter 4,
wenn man in Matthäus 4 schaut,
the Bible says that he showed Jesus,
dass er Jesus zeigte,
all the kingdoms,
all die Königreiche,
all the dominions of the world,
und die Herrschaften dieser Welt.
He said, these have been given to me.
Und er sagte, diese sind mir gegeben.
So he was claiming it.
Er hat sie beansprucht.
So he already has access.
Er hat also bereits Anspruch
darauf. Amen. So there is a boldness he has.
Er hat also einen Mut.
Because he has an access already.
Weil er schon dort drauf gehen darf.
To the heights of the cloud. Amen. And we read also in chapter 2 of Isaiah.
In Isaiah Kapitel 2 lesen wir.
Says that in the last days.
Dass in den letzten Tagen.
In 2014.
Zum Beispiel 2014.
In 2013.
Vielleicht 2013.
That the mountain.
Dass dieser Berg.
Of the Lord's house.
Des Hauses des Herrn.
Will be set up.
Aufgestellt wird.
At the top of the mountain also.
Auch auf dieser Bergspitze aufgestellt wird.
So God wants to set up his kingdom also at the top of the mountain.
Gott möchte sein Königreich auch auf dieser Bergspitze aufstellen.
So there is going to be war in heaven.
Es wird also ein Krieg im Himmel geben.
The Bible said there was war in heaven.
Die Bibel spricht davon, dass es Krieg im Himmel gab.
Someone said, I don't want war. I'm tired of fighting.
Manchmal wird vielleicht sagen, ich möchte keinen Krieg. Ich habe genug Kampf.
I don't want any controversy. I just want things to go smoothly.
Ich möchte einfach nur, dass Dinge funktionieren und ruhig vor sich hergehen.
Well, it cannot be so because there are competing interests.
Aber es wird nicht funktionieren, weil es gegensätzliche Interessen gibt.
So, this mountain has different degrees.
Dieser Berg hat also verschiedene Levels.
It has different levels.
Verschiedene Höhen.
So, we want to speak about those levels.
Und über diese unterschiedlichen Ebenen möchte ich sprechen.
So, this mountain has a foundation.
Dieser Berg hat ein Fundament, eine Basis.
And the foundation is the foundation of the eternal priesthood of Melchizedek.
Und das ist die Grundlage der ewigen Priesterschaft des Melchizedek.
We are written the eternal priesthood of the soul. Now, this is the foundation of this temple.
Auf diesem Tempel steht das ganze Fundament.
Now, God says something to Mary.
Gott sagt etwas zu Maria.
Sorry, is it Mary, the lady in John chapter 4? Was that her name?
Johannes 4.
The woman at the well, I don't know her name. Okay, she had no name. Okay, the woman at the well.
Das war nicht Maria, sondern die Frau am Brunnen, zu der sprach er.
Now, she was doing what every church has done.
Sie tut das, was jede Kirche versucht hat.
The woman at the well speaks of the church.
Die Frau am Brunnen ist ein Bild für die Kirchen.
And every church has always been what I call a locational church.
Jede Kirche war bisher eine lokale Kirche.
Jerusalem.
In Jerusalem zum Beispiel.
Samaria.
In Samaria.
Berlin.
Auch in Berlin.
Bad Neuenha. How do you pronounce it? Bad
Neuenha.
Neuenha. She was saying, look, Jesus,
und sie sagte zu Jesus,
if you are going to worship, you must come to my church.
Wenn du nicht, musst du meiner Gemeinde kommen, das sagt sie.
My church is in Samaria is the best.
Meine Gemeinde dort in Samaria ist die beste.
So you people say it's in Jerusalem, but we say it's in Samaria. It's happening in Samaria.
Sagen, die beste Kirche ist in Jerusalem, ich sage, es ist in Samaria.
I said, no, it's not like that.
Aber so ist es nicht.
So God is a spirit.
Gott ist ein Geist.
And they that worship God must worship Him in spirit.
Und die, die ihn anbeten in Geist.
That is the first key.
Das ist der erste Schlüssel.
To victory.
Zum Sieg.
Yeah. Amen.
Yeah.
That is the foundation of this mountain.
Und das ist die Grundebene dieses Berges.
It is a spiritual church.
Eine geistliche Gemeinde ist das.
They that worship God must worship Him in spirit
and in truth.
Now, if we miss the import of that, then we'll lose the battle even before we start. God is a spirit. God's house must be a spiritual house.
Und Gottes Haus muss ein geistliches Haus sein.
God's altar must be spiritual altar.
Gottes Ordnung muss eine geistliche Ordnung.
Those who worship God must worship Him in the realms of the Spirit.
Und die ihn anbeten müssen ihn im Geist anbeten.
So if we come to God with the physical mentality.
Wenn wir zu Gott also auch in einer natürlichen Art und Weise.
And which is what the devil wants us to do.
Was der Feind möchte, dass wir es tun.
And that's what we have to do even as end time people.
Und das möchte er auch von uns als Menschen in der letzten Zeit.
We see that we are having so many challenges.
Wir sehen, dass wir so viele Herausforderungen haben.
But the devil does not come to us with location.
Aber der Feind kommt nicht da, wo wir sind, an einem festen Ort.
And I would say, and I usually say that this is the Old Testament version.
Ich sage normalerweise, dass das die Art und Weise des Alten Testaments ist.
Because in the Old Testament it was specific.
Denn in dem Alten Testament gab es ein spezielles.
In Leviticus it said, if you are going to bring your offering, you must go to Jerusalem.
Man musste sein Opfer nach Jerusalem, also an einen festgelegten Ort.
And you must do that three times in the year.
Und das muss man dreimal im Jahr tun.
Amen. You had to wait until it was time, then you go and bring your offering.
Man musste warten, die Zeit abwarten, bis es Zeit war, dann Opfer zu bringen.
So that was the foundation.
Das war also diese Grundlage.
But the Old Testament,
aber im Alten Testament,
was built upon the foundation of the eternal priesthood of Melchizedek.
Das war aufgebaut auf diesem ewigen Priestertum des Melchizedek.
That was the priesthood of Adam.
Das war ein Priestertum Adam.
It was the priesthood of Enoch, of Abel.
Ein Priestertum von Enoch.
And when the Old Testament has finished, the eternal priesthood of Melchizedek continues.
Aber trotzdem das Alte Testament abgeschlossen ist, die Ordnung des Melchizedek.
It is the everlasting priesthood.
Alles das ewige Priestertum.
And it is the priesthood of the soul.
Und es ist die Priester.
Because the soul is eternal.
Weil die Seele ewig ist.
Amen. The soul is eternal forever.
Die Seele ist für immer, nicht ewig.
So God says in Psalm 132, if you look at Psalm 132.
In Psalm 1.
He says, I have chosen Zion.
Da
as my dwelling place.
Als mein Wohnort.
This mountain is the mountain of Zion.
Dieser Berg ist der Berg Zion.
It says, I have chosen Zion.
Ich habe Zion auserwählt.
As my dwelling place forever.
Als mein Wohnort für immer.
He says, here will I dwell.
Hier werde ich wohnen.
For I have desired it.
Weil ich es so wollte.
And if you go further in Isaiah 66,
Jesaja 66
steht, it says, I create Zion a people.
Ich habe ein Volk in Zion erschaffen.
And if you go to Hebrews chapter 12,
und dann Hebräer 12,
it says that we have come to Mount Zion.
Heißt es auch, wir sind vom Berg Zion gekommen.
The city of the living God.
Die Stadt des lebendigen Gottes.
And it says in this city there are many dwelling places.
Und in dieser Stadt gibt es viele Wohnungen, heißt es.
So it goes on and on and on. It says Mount Zion is the beautiful for situation, the city of the great kings.
Zion, die Stadt auf dem Berg, die wunderbare Stadt des Königs.
Amen. So Zion is the city and the temple and the mountain of the Lord.
Und Zion ist der Berg des Herrn, wo der Tempel steht.
And by the way, David set up his kingdom.
David hat sein Königreich
in Zion.
Auch in Zion errichtet.
Amen. And if you look at Acts chapter 15,
in Apostelgeschichte 15 steht,
if you look at Amos chapter 9, Amos chapter 9, Amos, the book of Amos.
Amos chapter 9.
It says, I will raise up the tabernacle of David.
Heißt es, dass Gott die Hütte Davids wieder
that has fallen down.
Die zerstört wurde.
Says, in the last days, I will raise up that tabernacle of David.
In den letzten Tagen wird die Hütte Davids wieder aufbauen.
That all nations will flow into it.
Dass alle Nationen dahin kommen.
So that's the mountain that we are speaking of, the mountain of the Lord.
Das ist der Berg.
But you see, it must have a foundation.
Aber dieser Berg hat eine Basis.
And the Bible says that the law was brought in as a schoolmaster.
Und es heißt dann, dass das Gesetz gegeben wurde.
The law began from Moses.
Das Gesetz kam von Moses.
And ended with Jesus.
Und hat sich mit Jesus erfüllt.
So the law was not abolished.
Das Gesetz wurde nicht aufgelöst.
The law was incorporated in the New Testament.
Sondern das Gesetz wurde im Neuen Testament absorbiert.
So the principles of the old are still working even today.
Die Prinzipien des Alten Testaments funktionieren also immer noch.
Because it pointed to the reality.
Weil sie sich auf die Realität beziehen.
So in the old there was a temple.
Im Alter, früher gab es den Tempel.
And that temple was a physical temple.
Und dieser Tempel war ein wahrhaftiger, echter Tempel.
In the new, there is also a temple.
Im Neuen gibt es wieder einen Tempel.
And that temple is me.
Und dieser Tempel, das bin ich.
Amen. Hallelujah. Now, in the old, in the temple, there was an altar.
Und im alten, im echten Tempel gab es ein Altar.
So also in me, there is an altar.
Auch in mir gibt es ein Altar.
The altar was a physical stone altar.
Der Altar damals war ein steinerner Altar.
But this altar happens to be a fleshly altar of my soul.
Und der Altar jetzt ist ein fleischlicher Altar in meiner Seele.
And very soon we will talk about the soul. I think we still have time.
Wir haben noch Zeit. Hälfte habe ich ungefähr.
The soul has dimensions.
Die Seele hat auch verschiedene Dimensionen.
Now, this is what the devil does not want you to know.
Und das möchte auch der Feind nicht verstehen.
And this is what he doesn't want you to walk in.
Und das möchte auch nicht, dass ihr darin wandelt.
The soul has always been a priest and will forever be a priest.
Die Seele war schon immer und wird auch immer ein Priester sein.
Every activity of the soul is worship.
Alles, was die Seele tut, ist Anbeten.
The lifestyle of the soul you call culture, but God calls it offering and worship.
Das, was die Seele tut, nennt ihr vielleicht Kultur, aber Gott nennt es Lobpreis.
So what you call lifestyle and traditions and so on in the spirit is referred to as worship, as offering.
Also das, was man im Natürlichen als Kultur oder als das nimmt, was man immer tut, das ist in Wirklichkeit eine Art der Anbetung.
So what God is saying to us,
was Gott uns also sagen möchte,
is contrary to what the people in Luxembourg are saying.
ist zum Beispiel entgegengesetzt von dem, was die Menschen nutzen.
We are who we are.
Wir sind, wer wir sind.
And we shall not change.
Und wir sollen uns nicht ändern.
Well, God is saying that we are who we should not be.
Aber Gott sagt uns, wir sind, wer wir sind.
Therefore, we must change. Amen. Hallelujah. So, the name of the game is change.
That's right.
Yeah. So Paul says, we shall be changed.
Yeah.
So if you don't want to be changed,
wenn du also nicht verändert werden möchtest,
you disqualify yourself.
Bist du bereits disqualifiziert.
Amen. And he says you are changed from one glory to the other.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen. So this mountain has a foundation. We've spoken about the temple, we've spoken about the altar.
Wir haben über den Tempel und den Altar gesprochen.
There must be a priesthood.
Es muss also auch ein Priestertum geben.
And there must be a covenant.
Und es muss auch einen Bund geben.
These are the four elements of the apostolic vision.
Das sind die vier Elemente der apostolischen Vision.
Of the New Testament.
Im Neuen Testament.
The priesthood of the old was the priesthood of Aaron.
Das Priestertum im Altertum war das Priestertum Aaron.
It had a beginning, it had an end.
Es hatte einen Anfang und ein Ende.
It was a priesthood according to natural birth.
Es war ein Priestertum in einer nationalen
natural birth. But it had an important principle.
Aber dort gab es ein wichtiges Prinzip.
And it is that principle I would like to talk about, you know, in the next 10 minutes.
Und dieses Prinzip möchte ich in den 10 Minuten erklären.
The priesthood of the old order was the priesthood of the firstborn.
Und dieses Priestertum im Alter war ein Priestertum
des firstborn. The firstborn child.
Das ist Erstgeborene.
Yes. You cannot be a priest unless you are a firstborn.
Man kann nur ein Priester sein, wenn man der Erstgeborene ist.
So the firstborn of Aaron.
Der Erstgeborene Aaron.
They were the priests. The children of Aaron. They were the priests.
Die Kinder Aarons waren die Priester.
And in the spirit.
Und geistig gesehen.
You cannot be a priest unless you are a firstborn.
Kann man auch nicht Priester sein, es sei denn man ist der Erstgeborene.
The firstborn is that child that breaks the matrix.
Der Erstgeborene ist der die Matrix bricht.
Is the child that breaks through the veil.
Der das
den Vorhang durchbricht. And that was where Brother Mark was going last night.
Und das, was Mark gestern Abend sagte.
He was speaking about Egypt.
Er sprach über Ägypten.
He was speaking about the gods of Egypt.
Und er sprach über die Götter Ägypten.
The son is in prison in Egypt.
Der Sohn ist in Ägypten gefangen.
Passover.
Und am Passafest
is not the history of a people who left Egypt.
Ist nicht über die Geschichte.
Passover is the journey of the soul out of Egypt.
Ist nicht ein Fest in Ägypten, sondern es ist der Weg
into the prison of God.
In das Gefängnis Gottes.
It is a journey from prison to another prison.
Es ist der Weg von einem Gefängnis in ein anderes.
So the soul must break out.
Aber die Seele muss hervorbrechen.
Out of the dominion of the gods of Egypt.
Aus der Herrschaft der Götter Ägyptens heraus.
And when the soul has broken out of those dominions,
und wenn die Seele da herausgebrochen ist,
it qualifies as a firstborn.
Dann qualifiziert es sich als Erstgeborene.
The Bible says Jesus was the firstborn from the dead.
Die Bibel heißt, dass er der Erstgeborene von den Toten war.
The word Christ.
Christus
speaks of those who have resurrected from the dead.
Christus spricht über die, oder Christus repräsentativ für die.
Christ implies resurrection.
Christus beinhaltet die Wiederauferstehung.
Christ implies death.
Christus steht auch für den Tod.
You cannot be in Christ if you have not died.
Man kann nicht in Christus sein.
It is everyone who has died that has resurrected that becomes part of Christ.
Nur der gestorben und auferstanden ist, kann Teilhaber Christi werden.
So Christ speaks of the resurrection of souls.
Christus spricht also über die Auferstehung der Seelen.
So Acts chapter 2 speaks of the resurrection of Christ.
Apostelgeschichte 2 spricht auch über die.
That he did not leave his soul in hell.
Yes, amen.
The resurrection of Christ means that the soul was not left in hell.
Das heißt, dass die Seele nicht in der Hölle geblieben.
But the soul had to go to hell.
Aber die Seele musste dorthin gehen.
So here says he that ascended was first of all descended before he could ascend. Amen. So someone says, I want to be part of Christ.
Wenn jemand sagt, ich möchte Teilhaber sein,
you mean you want to die?
Dann bedeutet das, du musst erst sterben.
Then you can resurrect.
Dann kannst du aufstehen.
Amen. So the body of Christ are the body of souls that have broken through the veil.
Der Leib Christi ist also beinhaltet die durchgebrochen sind.
That have made the transition from darkness to light.
Die eine Veränderung von der Dunkelheit ins Licht hinter sich haben.
So that is the qualification for priesthood, firstborn.
Erstgeboren zu sein, qualifiziert einzutreten.
So in the Old Testament, the priesthood were those who were sons of Aaron.
Im Alten Testament sind nur diejenigen Priester geworden, die Söhne waren.
So this new priesthood.
Und dieses neue Priestertum.
Are men who have resurrected.
Sind auch Menschen, die auferstanden sind.
Who have overcome the flesh.
Menschen, die das Fleisch überwunden haben.
Those who have overcome the world.
Die Welt überwunden haben.
Those who have overcome darkness.
Die Dunkelheit überwunden haben.
And those who have overcome self.
Und die das Selbst überwunden haben.
Now, it is when those things have taken place, then the soul becomes free.
Und wenn das alles passiert ist, ist die Seele frei.
You know, so we were speaking of a priesthood. I'm just summarizing. I will try and go to some detail later. Now, the fourth element of this priesthood is covenant. There was an old covenant to establish the old order. But the Bible says that God found fault with the old covenant. Because you had a covenant that was faulty, as the Greek would say, ab initio. That means right from the beginning, God knew it had a problem.
Und mit dem alten Bund gab es das Problem, dass Gott bereits von Anfang an wusste, dass er anfällig wäre.
Because the Hebrew chapter 9 says he could not address the conscience.
Weil er unser Gewissen nicht ansprechen konnte.
I don't know the problem is in the conscience.
Das Problem ist in unserer Wahrnehmung.
And the devil figures that you will never know about the conscience.
Und der
that you will never be able to operate at the dimension of the conscience.
Dass man auf dieser Ebene der Bewusstsein sich nie bewegt.
But Revelation chapter 7 puts the finger on it.
Aber Offenbarung 7 sagt,
says, do not hurt the earth.
Haltet nicht das Fest.
Do not hurt the sea. Do not hurt the sea or bring judgment on the sea or the earth.
Nicht das Meer richten wird.
Or on the trees.
Und auch nicht die Bäume richten.
Until we seal the servants of God in their forehead.
Bis sie versiegelt sind auf ihrer Stirn.
The forehead speaks of the mind.
Und die Stirn spricht von den Gedanken.
The mind of man has four components.
Und in dem da sind vier Teile enthalten.
These four components work in two different dimensions
und
of the spirit.
Vier Komponenten gehen in zwei Richtungen.
You have the first dimension is that of knowledge. That's the first component of the mind.
Erste
knowledge.
Komponente ist das Wissen.
The second dimension or your second part of the mind is what you call understanding or intellect.
Das zweite ist der Intellekt, das Verständnis.
Now, what was the first again?
The first is knowledge.
Knowledge,
yes. And the second is understanding or intellect.
Also Wissen, Verständnis.
And then the third one is the conscience.
Wahrnehmung.
And then the fourth one is wisdom.
Und Weisheit sind die vier Aspekte.
These are the four realms of the mind.
Das sind die vier Ebenen.
And these four realms of the mind work together in a dimension known as the loins of the mind, what the Bible calls the loins of the mind. And it's like when you talk about the heart of the soul, the heart of the soul. Okay, let me put it this way so that it doesn't confuse. So don't worry, I'll write them. The second step, I'll come back to it. The second step of this mountain is the dimension of man as an individual. And this man has the body.
Der Mensch hat den Körper,
hat die Soul,
die Seele,
and has the spirit.
Und den Geist.
Now, the second dimension of this temple,
die weitere Dimension dieses Tempels,
is the dimension of the soul.
Ist die Seele.
And then the third dimension is that of the mind.
Dann kommen die Gedanken.
Because the soul has four natures.
Und die Seele hat vier Aspekte.
Has the mind, the emotion.
Gedanken, Emotionen.
Has the desire.
Wünsche.
And then has the will.
Und den Willen.
And then the mind has the first as knowledge.
Und die Gedanken haben Wissen.
The second as the understanding or intellect. Or intellect.
Oder Intellekt.
The third one as the conscience. And then the fourth one is the wisdom. And then the last dimension is what I call the loins of the mind. The loins of the mind.
Would that be the same as the reins?
Yes, it's the same thing. Sorry, I jumped one step. This should really be okay. Let's put it this way: you have the conscience,
hat man die Wahrnehmung,
and then the last one is this loins of the mind. So this is the last. That's the loins. So this will be the first one, second, third, fourth, fifth, and then sixth. So there are six dimensions. Now make up this mountain. Of the Lord. Amen. Now these are the different realms. That are within you. Amen. And that these are the dimensions that God is walking in. Now you can see that in some places we have not even gotten off the ground. And God says, if we have run with the footmen and they wearied you.
Wenn du gelaufen bist mit den Fußleuten und dich müde geworden bist, heißt,
how are you going to run with the horses?
Wie wirst du dann mit den Pferden laufen können?
Amen. So when the devil comes against
the
church,
gegen die Gemeinde,
he's coming in all these dimensions.
Kommt in all diesen Dimensionen.
So the Bible says the weapons of our warfare,
unsere Waffen,
they are not carnal.
Nicht fleischlich.
You try to fight the devil with carnal methods.
Wenn man versucht, den Feind fleischlich zu besiegen,
with movement, legislation.
In natürlichen besiegen,
it's not going to work.
Wird das nicht funktionieren?
Because the devil has already entrenched himself in the realms of the conscience.
Weil der Feind bereits sich auf den Thron gesetzt hat in diesen Bereichen der Wahrnehmung.
Now the mind as we have mentioned,
die Gedanken, die wir gesagt haben,
is a spiritual place.
Es ist ein geistlicher Ort.
Now if you look at the human body,
wenn man sich den menschlichen Körper anschaut,
the human body has an organization.
Dann hat der Körper eine Organisation.
And God depends on this organization to deal with you.
Und Gott verlässt sich auf diese Organisation im Körper, mit dir sich zu handeln.
The head of the body,
der Haupt des Körpers,
is the brain.
Ist
Now all the coordination of the body is centered on the brain.
Alle Koordination findet im Gehirn statt.
Now before I forget, because I don't really have a prepared test. Now there is something that has happened.
Etwas ist geschehen, das möchte ich sagen, bevor ich wieder...
Because I want to talk about the philosophies.
Über die Philosophen wollte ich noch einmal sagen.
The philosophies that govern the modern society.
Die Philosophien, die unsere moderne
the modern society, and we're talking about the origin of the what they call the modern philosophy that changed, that began with Karl Marx, and all the ideologies that brought in the social revolution and communist revolution. Now, the way God made the soul, if you look at Ezekiel, if you look at Isaiah 6, if you look at Revelation, and many other places scattered all through, the soul has four realms or four natures. Now, the chief dimension of the soul is the mind. Now, the mind is a sense organ. It's sensory. The mind is able to read the environment.
Mit den Gedanken kann man das Umfeld wahrnehmen.
The mind is able to see the environment.
Und sehen.
The mind is able to hear what's happening in the environment.
Man hört was.
The mind is able to smell or discern what's happening in the environment.
Man riecht die Umwelt.
The mind coordinates all the touch,
alles,
you know, feeling,
fühlt,
interacting. And of course can also taste.
Und auch schmecken.
Now all these senses in the body
und all diese Wahrnehmungen
are coordinated in the brain.
Im Gehirn.
Now, the mind has a relationship. Sorry. The brain has a relationship with the mind.
Und das Gehirn hat eine Verbindung mit dem Gedanken.
And this relationship of the mind with the brain automatically means that the mind has a relationship with the rest of the body.
Und das bedeutet, dass gleichzeitig dass eine Verbindung zum Rest des Körpers besteht.
So, if you saw cheesecake,
wenn du also zum Beispiel
Käsekuchen
gesehen
hast, I think they gave us cheesecake. What cake was it? Okay, close enough. Now, when you saw that,
als du diesen Kuchen einmal gesehen hast,
you desired it.
Wolltest du ihn haben?
So, what was happening to you?
Was ist also mit dir passiert?
So, Eve saw something.
Wenn man also etwas sieht,
yes.
She saw that it was good.
Als Eva was da,
so, her emotions came into it.
Und dann kamen ihre Wünsche dahinter.
Hallelujah.
And because her emotions came into it, something else followed.
Und weil unsere Emotionen dann damit hineinkommen,
she desired it.
Dann wollte sie es haben.
So the emotions and the desire commanded the will.
Die Emotionen und Wünsche haben also den Willen
to focus and to decide to take it.
Das zu wollen.
Now, something has happened over the past 30 years.
In den letzten 30 Jahren ist etwas geschehen.
There is no serious person or organization or individual that is talking about the age of reason. It's over. The age of reasoning. That battle has been fought and won. That battle has been fought and won. Because it has accomplished what the devil wanted it to do. It was designed to challenge the Judeo-Christian philosophy and rule over the world.
The age of reason. So what has taken the place?
Yes, I'm coming there. Now, it was designed to challenge it. And in Matthew we say it was a paradigm shift. It was to do something different.
Yes.
Do something out of the mold. Think out of the box. It wasn't where the devil was going to. It was a necessary platform. So they had the sexual revolution. They had all the other revolutions. Then the feminist movement began. The hippie movement began. And all the social changes began to ride on it. Now, the devil was going for his master stroke.
Now,
God does not speak to you through your emotions.
God
speaks to you over your emotions. Because the emotions are a very low dimension of the soul. If you look at the different natures of the soul, there is only one aspect that has the ability to rise. And that is the mind. So if the soul is ever going to rise from the level in which it is, the salvation must be in the soul. Sorry, in the mind. Now the mind is represented by the ego. And someone says, my soul is escaped. As a bird, out of the snare of the fowler. So the soul can rise. But so the wings that the eagle has represent the ability to function in the spirit.
It
says, they that wait upon the Lord, they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They will mount up with wings as the eagle. So since we came in here on Friday, our mind has risen. Amen. It has been rising.
Hallelujah.
When you come into the presence of God, your mind begins to rise. When you go out of the presence of God, the mind begins to fall. So Isaiah 55 says, as the heavens are higher than the earth, so high are my thoughts from your own thoughts. So high are my ways from your own ways. Amen. So the devil wanted to do something. Was to change the operation of the soul. Was to change the way the soul operates. Such that the emotion and the desire become the chief part of the soul. So the combination of the emotion and the desires is a magic word. It's called passions. Or use another word, energy.
Energy.
They say it's positive energy.
Positive energy.
Or negative energy.
Or auch negative.
And if you are going for any serious interview,
wenn man in einem ernsthaften Interview,
any serious management consultant that is hiring for any company, any serious management consultant,
jeder, der es ernst meint und ein Interview gibt,
that is employing staff for any company,
und der jemanden, wenn man ein Vorstellungsgespräch hat,
they will not hire you if you have negative energy.
Sie werden sich nicht einstellen, wenn du negative Einstellung kommst.
You must have positive energy.
Man muss positiv eingestellt sein.
You must be passionate.
Man muss
Hallelujah.
Your heart must be in it. The people who win the X factor.
Yeah.
You know about the X Factor, the American Idol, the British Idol, German Idol, all those songs. If the song has no energy, if it's a slag, no matter how beautiful the song is, it's not going to go. Because it has no energy. So now, the word he's talking about is now what they call the mental or emotional brain or emotional mind, and they talk about emotional intelligence. So before it used to be what they call it intelligence quotient, IQ. So they call it IQ. That you can count. It's not a matter of how much knowledge you have. Now they are looking at what they call the emotional quotient. How emotionally stable you are. Because they find out that the people who commit crime, those who commit murders, it's because they have a problem in their emotion. So most of the crime-related things, investments they're making, has to do with emotion. And to even tell you something much more, serious. Even in commerce, in shops, shop, you know, in business, commerce, shopping. The big shopping organizations that are investing on what makes you buy their products. So they are finding and they've discovered that it has to do with their emotions. So they are spending a lot of money with investigating why people buy things, why you don't buy certain products, and why you buy other products. And it is now a big department. But all that, I was just trying to bring that to show that it is a contemporary situation. And to say that the devil was working to change the way modern man works. Which is contrary to the way God wants you to work. The devil wants you and me to be emotional. The devil wants me and you to be passionate. But God does not want me to be passionate.
Aber Gott möchte das so nicht.
He doesn't want me to be ruled by my passions.
Möchte nicht, dass meine Gefühle mich leiten.
God wants the mind.
Sondern Gott möchte, dass die Gedanken
to be the dominant part of me.
Der dominierende Teil in mir sind.
Because the mind is the east gate.
Denn das ist das Osttor.
God deals with man through the mind.
Und dadurch spricht Gott mit dem Menschen.
God will speak to Moses.
Gott sprach zu Mose.
And the Lord spoke to Moses.
Er sprach zu Mose.
The Lord didn't make Moses feel good.
Machte nicht, dass Mose sich gut.
The Lord didn't make Moses desire.
Machte auch nicht, dass Mose.
And the Lord spoke to Moses.
Sondern der Herr sprach zu Mose.
So the mind is the east gate.
Amen.
The east gate, yeah. So what the devil has done is to close the east gate. And then open the other gate. So this is the east gate. And that is the mind. Now there are five other gates. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. There are five other gates.
diese anderen Tore?
Of sight. The five other gates with the mind is six. The mind is the sixth one. So you have sight, you have the hearing, you have the touch, you have the taste, and what is this one? You have the smell or discernment. Now, these are what some people call the back doors. The life of God comes to us into the soul.
Kommt in unsere Seele.
And this life of God are the seven spirits.
Und dieser Geist Gottes sind die sieben Geister.
Or the word.
Alles in einem.
Or,
im Wort.
Or the blood. These are the three.
Im Wort und im Blut.
These are the three things that bring the life of God into the soul.
Diese drei Dinge bringen das Leben in die Seele. Der Geist, ist das Wort und das Blut.
Now, these five senses. These five senses are in the world, they are in the body.
Wir können auf diese fünf verschiedenen Art und Weise etwas empfinden.
They are also in the soul.
Seele.
Amen.
Amen.
These five senses in the body are also in the soul.
Genau das, was es im Körper gibt, gibt es auch seelisch.
Now, the devil.
Der Feind.
Is the god of the world.
Ist der Herrscher der Welt.
Amen.
Amen.
Now, there is a particular type of the soul that is found among those who are not born again. And the Bible describes it in Revelation chapter 13. The Bible says it was the beast that came from the sea. Amen. Now, this particular type of soul, this gate is blocked. And as I was sharing with the brethren, there was an Islamic jihadist in the 7th century who actually physically blocked the east gate in Jerusalem. Because he read that a prince was going to enter into the temple through the east gate. So he went and he blocked it. But it was a prophetic declaration of what has happened to natural man. So the first man, Adam, has a problem.
Der Mensch Adam hat also ein Problem.
The problem of the first man Adam.
Das Problem des ersten Menschen Adam ist.
Is that his mind is blocked.
Dass es abgeschnitten ist.
You know what the Bible says? That the God of this world has what? Blinded the minds of those who do not believe.
Es heißt, dass wir blind gemacht worden sind.
And even Paul said that up to this day, whenever the New Testament is read, what happened? Whenever the law is read, that there was, there is a veil over the mind. But it doesn't stop there. He said, however,
amen.
When that mind turns to the Lord, the veil is opened.
Amen.
And the life of God begins to enter again. Yeah. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. So say that when you shall turn to the Lord, the veil shall be opened. So, and that's what the Bible means by the mind of Christ. So, well, let's leave that first. Let's talk about this first. Because this is one that concerns us. This first dimension. Now, the beastly soul. It's important to you and me. Because the Bible says that there was another beast that came from the earth. This first one was behaving like a dragon. Was speaking like the dragon. But the second one was like a lamb. But when he spoke also speaks like the dragon.
aber es sprach wie ein Rachen.
So there is something here that is much like the first one.
Es ist also in dem zweiten Charakter des zweiten etwas, was wie das erste ist.
Now the Bible talks about those who are dwelling in heaven.
Die Bibel spricht über die im Himmel, die im Himmel wohnen.
So we see that there are three types of soul.
Wir sehen also wieder, dass es drei Arten der Seele gibt.
The Greek word is ethnos. Ethnos.
Ethnos ist das griechische Wort.
It's from where you have the word ethnic.
Da kommt ethnos.
The word ethnos is translated nations.
Das ist übersetzt mit Nationen, ethnisch.
So there are three types of nations on the earth.
Auf der Erde, also in uns gibt es drei Nationen.
There are three types of soul on the earth.
Drei Seelen gibt es.
The what the Bible calls the dead soul.
Die tote Seele.
It is dead because it is detached from the heavens.
Die ist da, weil sie die Verbindung zum Himmel verloren hat.
It's like the it's said to be that it's like a widow.
Wie eine Witwe.
And the Bible says the high priest cannot marry a widow.
Und es heißt, dass der Hohepriester keine Witwe heiraten darf.
Because the widow, the husband is dead permanently.
Weil der Mann, der Witwe, tot ist für immer.
It is permanently detached from the heavens.
Für immer abgelöst vom Himmel.
It has no ability to receive the life of God.
Yeah. Sie kann nicht das Leben Gottes empfangen.
The mind is permanently headbound.
Die Gesinnung ist erdgebunden.
The mind can never rise.
Die Gesinnung kann nie aufsteigen.
To see into the mind of God.
Um die Gedanken Gottes zu sehen.
The mind should be fed by the light of God, by the energy of God.
Yeah. Aber sie sollte gefüttert werden mit der Energie.
The carnal man is enmity, is hostile to God.
Aber dieser fleischliche menschliche
It can never be friendly with God.
Kann niemals Freund von Gott werden.
It can never gain access into the garden of God.
Niemals kann sie in den Garten Gottes
It can never break through the veil.
Und niemals kann sie durchbrechen.
It's forever condemned to the earth.
Sie ist dazu bestimmt.
The emotions will never be excited by God.
Die Emotionen von Gott.
The desire will it will never the desire will never desire God.
Wünsche werden Gott nicht.
The will is focused on itself.
Der Wille ist nur auf sich selbst.
The will says I am God.
Der Wille sagt sogar.
The will says I am made to be a king on the earth.
Der Wille sagt ich bin König.
Because the devil said you shall be as gods. So the will is convinced it is a God and functions as God and can never be reconciled to God. So brother says that the Adamic man is going to hell, and you can see the reason why it can never be reconciled to God. So therefore the high priest who is Jesus Christ can never marry a widow.
Aber Jesus Christus kann diese Witwe niemals heiraten, deshalb.
So that represents the foolish bride.
Das sind also die törichten Jungfrauen.
The soul is dry, has no life of God. It's the vessel is dry and empty.
Vertrocknet.
Amen. So that is the dead soul, the first dimension of the soul.
Das ist die tote Seele, die erste Dimension.
But there is something important about the soul.
Aber etwas Wichtiges ist hier gesagt.
It is ruled by its environment.
Ruled by what?
Its environment. Now, and that is a very important aspect. It is ruled by whatever it can see. By whatever it can touch. By whatever it can taste. By whatever it can smell. And the most powerful sense is that of sight. So the Bible talks about the lust of the eyes, the lust of the flesh, and the pride of life. These are the three chief dimensions in which the soul receives life. So this soul is a worldly soul. If the devil wants to manipulate this soul, all he needs to do is to play on the side. Play on the side. And then the soul will start responding. So if the devil wants to control this soul, the devil manipulates what's happening in the world. So this soul is a reactive soul. It reacts to everything in its environment. And this cannot be the way for us to go. But this is what is ruling in the church right now. So they say, and that explains the thing about fashion. It explains the thing about fashion.
Das erklärt, worum es überhaupt geht.
It explains all the thing about social media.
Das erklärt, worum es in den sozialen Medien geht.
And you, the soul cannot be talking about priesthood of the soul.
Die Seele weiß nichts über diese Priesterschaft.
When it is not consecrated.
Wenn sie nicht gereinigt
sind, dann ist abgesagt. The purpose, the reason for the outer court.
Der Grund, warum es den äußeren Vorhof gibt,
ist, to separate the soul from darkness.
Die Seele von der Dunkelheit zu trennen.
In Egypt or outside the tabernacle.
In Ägypten oder außerhalb des Vorhofs.
The soul is in darkness.
Ist die Seele in Dunkelheit.
There are 5 major functions of the soul.
Die Seele hat 5 Hauptaspekte.
The soul
Funktion.
Is a priest.
Ihre Funktion als Priester.
He must bring offering.
Muss Opfer bringen.
Whether it is in the kingdom of darkness or in the kingdom of light, he must bring offering.
Egal ob im Königreich der Dunkelheit oder im Königreich des Lichts.
When are we closing? No, we should agree. We can't go indefinitely. When do I stop? It's 10 minutes to 10, to 9.
You stop after questions.
Okay, fine.
10 minutes to 9, it's only
10
to 9.
Okay, it's only 10 to 9. Okay, alright, okay, fine. what does I say? That I lost. Good. Yes. So now there are some basic functions of the soul. And those are important. They are very, very crucial. And because it relates to you, you have to understand.
That
wherever I am, my soul must function in those 5 dimensions. One, the soul is made to bring offering. So whether I am an unbeliever or I am a believer, my soul will always bring offering. That's one. Number 2, the soul was made to be a bride. The soul must be married. Either in darkness or in light. There must be a higher spirit that rules and marries the soul. Or dominates the soul. That's the second one. Now, the third one is that the soul was made to be in a place of dominion, to rule. Either in rebellion, and God calls it the kings of the earth, or as a joint heir with Jesus Christ. So you can see, when you look at the ark, or you look at the holiest of all, you see the crown of gold round about the ark of the covenant. And that speaks of the joint heirship of the soul, being a son, ruling over the. And now the other point is that the soul must be involved in a ministry.
Und die Seele muss in einem Dienst dastehen.
Either as a life-giving spirit.
Als lebensgebender Geist.
Or as that's part of what Brother Bot was talking today about the creative life or ability that you have. Man has a creative ability.
Der Mensch hat die Fähigkeit zu schaffen.
This creative ability are in twofold.
Dieses Schaffen ist zweifach möglich.
The darkness in the world was not made by the devil.
Die Dunkelheit auf der Welt wurde nicht durch
It was made by you and me.
Die Dunkelheit wird durch dich und mich geschaffen.
The life also in the world.
Auch das Leben, das Licht auf der Welt.
You and I have the ability to also be life-giving. Spirit.
Amen.
So the soul of man has the ability to incubate life and export it. Or to manufacture darkness and also export it. So those are two ministries of the soul. Either to bring life or to bring death and darkness. And then the fifth one is that the soul of man is a habitation of spirits. It is a realm in which spirits dwell. It is a realm in which spirits find comfort. Either it is the dwelling place of God, as represented by the holiest of all.
Yes.
In bringing pleasure to God.
He
said, I have desired it as my dwelling place.
Ich habe es als mein Wohnort.
So God dwells in the praise of his people.
Es heißt, Gott wohnt im Lob seines Volkes.
So God dwells between the wings of the cherubim.
Es heißt auch, dass er in den
The cherubim speaks of it is a biblical word that represents the redeemed soul.
Und das ist das biblische Bild für die erlöste Seele.
Or if the soul is not redeemed,
oder wenn die Seele nicht errettet ist,
then it is unregenerated or a beastly soul. And becomes a hard. He says it is the cage of every unclean bird.
Und dann ist es der Wohnort aller
unreinen. A habitation of spirits.
Der Wohnort aller unreinen Geister.
And a place where devils and demons dwell in.
Ein Platz, wo Teufel und Dämonen wohnen.
So that's actually what God means by Babylon.
Das ist das, was Gott als Babylon beschreibt.
He's speaking of the condition of the soul.
Der Zustand
als
der Seele.
Amen. So those are the five major dimensions. The last one is that the soul must be a place of communion, fellowship.
Und dann ist die Seele der Ort der Begegnung.
Amen. So this soul that is in a fallen state.
Die Seele in diesem Zustand, in diesem gefallenen Zustand.
Is involved in these five. Ministries, five functions. And it's a place of devils, having fellowship and receiving life from devils. Yes. So the plan of God is that these back doors must be closed. And then the east gate will be opened. So that the life of God begins to come in. Now, the journey from this realm into the place where these ones are closed and this is opened is the intermediate. It is the intermediate. It is the place of mixture.
The place of what?
Mixture.
Mixture.
Where this east gate is beginning to open. And the back doors are still open.
Aber die anderen Tore sind immer noch geöffnet.
So when we're in fellowship, we receive life from God.
Wenn wir in Gemeinschaft sind, dann erhalten wir Gottes Leben.
When we go out of fellowship, we begin to receive life.
Und wenn wir from our senses. Rausgehen, bekommen wir das Leben von anderen.
And the oil we receive.
Aber je mehr wir empfangen.
Is drained out to the devil. Amen.
Amen.
So this is the place where the church is currently.
Ist der Zustand, in dem sich die Gemeinde zurzeit befindet.
And God is giving us time.
Gott hat uns noch Zeit geschenkt.
To close these back doors.
Amen.
And open this east gate.
Und nur das eine Tor.
Yes.
To open the east gate.
Öffne das Osttor.
We must deal with the mind. We must deal with the mind. Yes. Amen. Now, let me deal with an important aspect. I guess many of us are tired, so we can just call a break. Maybe some other time we can go over this. But it's important to touch on this, to end with the mind.
nochmal auf die Gesinnung zurückzukommen.
The New Testament,
im Neuen Testament,
is about the mind.
What?
About the mind.
Da geht es nur um die Gesinnung.
Now, if my New Testament experience does not deal with the mind, then I am in the old.
Denn wenn ich nicht in dem Neuen Testament lebe, dann bin ich nur im Alten.
If my New Testament experience today does not deal with my mind, if I'm not dealing with my mind, that I am actually in the old. Because the old did not affect the mind. It's a hard fact. And those of us in the end time movement, this is our problem. Those of us who are hearing this word, the reason why we are not making much progress is because of this disconnect. Because we are not dealing with the mind. You see, the priesthood of Aaron,
Aaron
was a type of the priesthood of the new. Now, this Aaron, to be a priest in the old, you must have the effort. Isn't it so? You must wear the effort. It is when you wear the effort that you function as a priest. And there was something in the effort that was interesting, that was important. It's called the Urim and the Thummim. The Urim, and it means the light and the perfections of God. The Urim and the Thummim. It means the light and the perfections of God. Amen. This is what made you the high priest. Because with this, the priest was able to hear from God. He was able to know the mind of God. Simply put, this speaks of the conscience. Amen. The conscience is the seat of judgment. The conscience is the place where the mind is able to discern that something is evil or good.
In der Wahrnehmung bestimmen wir unsere, dass wir feststellen, ob es gut oder böse ist.
It is the seat of life.
Das ist der Sitz des Lebens.
It is the seat of life.
Der Sitz des Todes.
It is where the death is separated from life.
Da wird Leben von Tod getrennt.
And the Bible says, "Thou hast loved righteousness."
Und Gott liebt Gerechtigkeit.
And hated wickedness.
Und hasst Unrecht.
It comes down to the conscience.
Und das wird entschieden in der,
and Hebrews 9 says that whenever the high priest goes in to make an atonement,
in Hebräer heißt es, wenn der Hohepriester hineingegangen ist, um Sühnung zu erwirken,
that even though he makes that atonement with blood,
auch wenn er das mit Blut versiegelt hat,
he still had a conscience of sin.
Hatte er trotzdem noch eine Unterscheidung von Sünde.
So he had to go back the next day. So there was a need for a continual offering. And the reason why we are not breaking through as a people is that we are not dealing with the conscience. The blood is for the conscience. Because it said that Jesus Christ, through one offering,
Jesus
is able to purge the conscience. This is Hebrews 9:14. He's able to purge the conscience from dead works. And the fundamental law of the doctrine of Christ, as you find in Hebrews chapter 6,
so steht's in Hebräer 6,
is repentance from dead works. So you see, we cannot say we are coming into Christ when The dead works in the emotions, in the desire, in the conscience are not being dealt with.
Wir können also nicht sagen, dass wir in Christus eintreten, wenn diese toten Werke in unseren Emotionen, in unserem Wesen.
So the Bible says in Hebrews 9, in Hebrews 8, that he brought a new covenant, a better covenant. And he says, I will put my law in the inward part. But I want you to know that there is a higher law. The devil knows that there is a higher law. Paul called it the law of my mind.
Paulus hat das Gesetz meiner Gesinnung genannt.
There is a law of the mind.
Es gibt ein Gesetz.
And God says that if God is going to judge the Gentiles,
es heißt, dass die Nation richten wird.
Your great-great-grandfathers who never heard about Jesus. The great-great-grandparents who never heard about Jesus.
Die Groß-Urgroßeltern, die vielleicht nie etwas von Jesus gehört haben.
How will God judge them?
Wie wird Gott sie berichten?
He's going to judge them by the higher law. He's not going to judge them by the law of Moses. He will judge them by the law of their conscience. Yes. He's going to judge them by a higher law. There is a law that goes beyond natural law.
Es ist ein Gesetz, das weitergeht als natürlich.
Do not do this.
Mach dies nicht.
Do this. There is a law God wants to establish within the soul.
In der Seele möchte Gott ein Gesetz.
Where it says that out of Zion shall the law go forth.
Denn aus Zion wird das Gesetz hervorbrechen.
And the word of the law from Jerusalem.
Und das Wort von Jerusalem.
Now the other reason is that Paul said he had a problem.
Paulus sagt, er hatte ein Problem.
That the things he wants to do,
he's
not able to do.
Kann er nicht tun.
That the things he does not want to do,
aber die Dinge, die er nicht tun möchte,
are the things he does.
Sind die Dinge, die er tun.
That if he,
wenn er,
is in agreement with the law of God, then that means that there is a law in his members.
Heißt, in ihm ein Gesetz.
That makes him to do the things he doesn't want to do. See, it is no longer I that does it. See, it is the law of sin and death that dwelleth in me that compels me to do the things I do. So, brethren, that is what the old covenant cannot do. This present experience we are having of do not, of do this, rules and regulations will not and cannot solve the problem in our members. God designed a better solution.
Aber Gott hat eine bessere Lösung.
So I will put my law. In the inward man. Upon their heart I will write it. And he says that no man will know who need to say to his brother. You see that when God puts this law, his design is that no man will say to his brother, Ginosko the Lord.
Kennst du nicht den Herrn?
The word Ginosko means to know. That's the Greek word. It's the Greek word. I'm saying. Because they shall all.
By the other.
Eido me. You use another Greek word, eido. You shall all see. And that seeing is the seeing of the mind. So Paul was praying that the eyes of the understanding might be enlightened. So the New Testament has the solution.
Im Neuen Testament ist eine Lösung ab.
And if we had time to go a little bit deeper into it,
wenn wir Zeit hätten, da tiefer hineinzusteigen,
we can see the practical applications.
Kann man die aktive Anwendungsmöglichkeiten.
I'll just give you one or two stories, then I'll close.
There's
a young man called Daniel. A young man, Daniel, called Daniel. Daniel walked in the realm of the new. The king said, fine. Tell me the dream. Then I know you have the interpretation. Now, this is where the boys are separated from the men. And this is where the church is going to be separated. And this is what is going to make the difference with all that the devil is planning. The suicide bombing and all the things the devil has in mind. This is the place where you and I can be miles ahead of the devil. So Daniel had to do something. So he had to go into eternity. But about that, we're talking about eternity. There is a place where words are stored. There is a place where dreams are stored. You see, the devil operates, has access to the subconscious. What you call the subconscious? The devil has access to it. Now, this is something the devil is very confident in. If the devil wants to spread a new type of fashion, he goes to the dimension of the subconscious. He goes to the realm of the mind. And he spreads the idea. People start having dreams and visions. Somebody has a creative idea and introduces something new. And everybody in the world starts running after it. Because he has access to the mountain. But Daniel also had access. So Daniel was able to hear the dream, was able to know the dream. And he also had the interpretation. And that made the difference. Amen. Now, I believe the church of this end time,
ich glaube, die Gemeinde dieser letzten Zeit
must come to that place of experience.
Muss diese Erfahrung machen.
Because the thing what we are receiving from God,
and that's what we from God
is total.
It's
total. God is giving us total access.
God gives vollkommene Antwort.
And we have an example. And that example is the man called Jesus Christ. Jesus was a holy of holies man walking on the earth. Jesus was the holiest of all men that walked upon the earth. As an example, that you and I can also walk in that holiest of all experience. So when you say you want to be like Jesus, you are saying you want to walk in that dimension. Without any limit. Without any limit. Amen. Now, it's the same principle of the first Adam that you find in the second Adam. It is the principle of Emmanuel. It is the principle of Emmanuel. It is the principle of Christ. God in a human vessel.
God in menschlichen Wesen.
In a human vessel. And when God comes into man,
und wenn Gott in einen Menschen kommt,
that human vessel changes.
Verändert sich.
And becomes a redeemed soul.
Und wird eine befreite Seele.
Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. So if you look at the tabernacle,
wenn man sich die Stiftshütte anschaut,
you see that the cherubims were part of the mercy seat. He's showing that the cherubims are now part of the joint heads. It's now one with God. That is the inheritance we have, that we are going to be one with God. And Jesus walked as a man who was one with God. Even though he was on earth, he walked as one whose mind was one with God. And the Bible says the same spirit that was in Jesus, he's the same spirit that is in us. It was the same spirit that was in the first Adam. Because God breathed into the Adam, God in man, and he became a living soul. That's how God is also breathing into us. So when God opens this gate, the life of God begins to come into the soul. And this soul is going to be changed. It will become the most holy place. It will become the third heaven. And it will have the likeness and the image of God. So it will be like God. In actual fact, God will be living on the earth through us. Immanuel means God in man.
Immanuel has God in man.
So it means God in my situation.
Yes.
Immanuel has God in man.
So brethren, we are coming to the place of practical experience. Where God wants to come into our personal experience.
Amen.
So this thing that we're talking about is not theory. When you have a problem, Immanuel. God comes into that situation. And that situation will change. That experience, that thing will experience the touch of God. Whether it's in our body or in our soul, God wants to come into our situation. So brethren, there is a new experience about to come to us. Into our finances, into our relationships, into our mountains, into our valleys, into our crooked experiences, even into the ancestral situations. Immanuel. God in man. God in my situation.
God in meiner Situation.
But the thing is, do we believe? Do we believe it can be a reality? I said to God, I must walk in it. Because the husband man must be the first partaker of the fruit. You know, so those days of saying the sons of God shall come.
Es heißt, dass die Söhne Gottes kommen sollen.
Are over.
Diese Tage, wo sie kommen sollen.
The sons of God are being made manifest.
Sondern die Söhne Gottes offenbaren sich.
Because heaven is coming down to earth.
Denn der Himmel kommt.
Because the fullness of God is coming down to us.
Die Fülle Gottes kommt.
And the door is open for us.
Die Tür ist für uns geöffnet.
To walk into the experience of the miraculous.
In diesen wunderbaren Leben gehen.
Where every day will become a miracle.
Wo jeder Tag ein Wunder.
Every obstacle becomes a reason for God to show himself strong.
Dass jeder
Amen. What that means is not saying we are not going to come. It's not saying that we are not going to come against situations.
Sage nicht, dass keine schwierigen Situationen gibt.
Because many are the afflictions of the righteous.
Denn es heißt, viele, groß sind die.
But the Lord will deliver them from them all.
Aber Gott wird sie daraus retten.
So the practicality is that when you are in a situation,
der praktische Punkt ist also, wenn du in
it is an opportunity. It is an opportunity.
Es ist eine Chance für dich,
for you to see God.
Gott zu sehen.
Manifest his godness.
Dass er seine Göttlichkeit zeigt.
Amen. Amen. And it's going to be an opportunity for testimony. Because he said that they will say, let us go to the house of the Lord. How can they say when they do not see? Amen. So what he's saying is that our mentality must change. We must change our mentality. I must change my attitude. Now when I run up against a storm, I don't start complaining and all that. I say, God, thank you for this storm. Because I know you want to manifest yourself in it. And he says, stand still and see the salvation of our God. Amen. So we are coming into the place of overcoming. We are coming to the place where we are going to overcome. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen.